You're on 981 2NM coming up tomorrow. A big day of racing at Muswellbrook Race Club. Joining us, General Manager Dwayne Dowell. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Bear.
The big day is almost here.
We are, and I haven't been so excited about seeing blue sky 2 days ago when the rain finally cleared. But we'll be in good shape tomorrow. It's been fine, warm, so the track's drying out, and we'll probably be on a heavy track still, but it'll be safe for the horses and certainly a good opportunity for people to get out and support our biggest day of the year.
So it will still be soft. So if you've got a horse that you follow that likes a bit of cushion, this would be a good day.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, we've got massive fields. Some of them probably won't like the wet, so we might see a few scratchings in the morning. But still looking forward to the day. There's certainly, you'll need some wet track form if you're going to have a bet at Muswellbrook tomorrow. There's probably a few that skipped a minor. In that country championship race, which is race 7, there's quite a few, I would say more than half the field, will actually enjoy the heavy conditions. So yep. That's going to be the hardest one to get a win out of, I think.
I like Blue Missile myself. It's got some good form. I don't know about its wet form, but that's a horse that I've seen do good things. What about you?
Yeah, three wins its last three starts, so it's got huge momentum going into the race on Friday. It's from down the south coast. Won the other day at Kembla Grange and loves the wet, so it's certainly going to be in the first couple in the market on Friday.
Yep.
Probably another one that might be in the market as well is Fender, who's number 5 in that race from the Brett Kavanagh yard at Scone. He'll be up on speed and he also enjoys a wet condition, so they're probably the two that stand out at this stage, I think, in that race.
That is in the newly relocated Country Championships wildcard. Of course, the winner goes on to...
Yeah, they go to the final in a fortnight's time.
Yep.
A $500,000 final at Royal Randwick on day one of the championships. So the first two across the line will be very pleased to get those two positions, the final two slots in that race.
Plenty of incentive. And, of course, the big one tomorrow is the Muswellbrook Gold Cup, and I got to say I'm very pleased to see at number one Secunderabad.
Yeah, so our only local runner in the race is Secunderabad. A really good field, one of the best ones I've seen, but we're getting horses from the big stables as well. Bjorn Baker in Sydney, Gay Waterhouse is sending horses up as well. So a really good quality Muswellbrook Cup, 14 in the field, plus 4 emergencies, and $150,000 for the Muswellbrook Cup. So it will be one of our better class Muswellbrook Cups that we've seen in quite a while.
All right, and just another one. Keep an eye out for Too Big Fari in race number 4, the Mount Arthur Colt Wayne Harris Showcase. He'll probably put up a good showing there as well.
Yeah, he's a great one for us. He's a local, trained by Todd Howlett. A lot of the listeners will know about Too Big Fari. He was the wild card winner last year on his home track at Muswellbrook, and he's won some big races since. So this is his first run, this preparation. So he's had a break, 3 yep. months off, and he resumes in the Wayne Harris handicap. A lot of people might know about Wayne Harris. He's our born and bred Muswellbrook boy that won the Melbourne Cup in 1994 on Jern. So we've got a race in his honour. He lives down at Kembla these days, down in Wollongong, but often makes the trip up.
Of course, you've got the event at the Royal tonight.
Yeah, so the Calcutta and Muswellbrook Cup launch party is tonight. So the people that know how Calcutta works, there essentially is a raffle, and we draw the horses out for the Muswellbrook Cup, and you may be able to claim one of those horses.
Mm-hmm.
You then get an opportunity to auction that horse off, and you may get an auction amount of money for that horse, or you can keep it and then go into the prize pool.
Yep. What time does it all start tonight?
All kicks off at 6 p.m. and we'll go well into the evening. So tickets are on sale between 5 and 7, actually. Between 5 and 7 is ticket sales, and then they'll draw the horses just after 7 o'clock, and then the auction will be shortly after that. So we've got Laurie Daly and Michael Clark going to be attending tonight. So, it should be a good night, rub shoulders with a few sporting celebrities.
And with all the punters wanting to head out to the Muswellbrook Race Club, good way to get there is with the shuttle.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, it's still a little bit wet around our car parks.
Yeah.
So, we're a little bit restricted on room than normal. So, really encourage people to have a look on our website. We've got a bus timetable on the Muswellbrook Cup page with all the times where they'll be picking up. There's bus stops at the Remington and the Hermitage Motel, Aldi, Centrebrook Motel and the train station. So just hop online, have a look at those times, and certainly jump on those buses, and they'll bring you safely back into town after the last race at 6 o'clock as well.
Excellent. Dwayne Dowell, once again, thank you for joining us. I look forward to catching up with you on the sideline view on Saturday. You might be a touch worse for wear, but we'll hear how it all panned out at the Muswellbrook Gold Cup on Friday at Muswellbrook Race Club. Don't forget, it is also a half-day public holiday as well, although not for you, mate.
No,
You'll work hard tomorrow.
I will be working my public holiday. I'll come the next day.
All right. I'll see you. Thanks, Dwayne.
Yeah, thanks, Bear.